Thunder Bay. Derek Fox has been removed as Grand Chief of Anishinaabe Nation following a closed-door vote of the organization's chiefs in assembly on Thursday. NAN's Executive Council confirmed the news in a statement issued early Thursday evening, saying chiefs of the organization's member 49 First Nations had approved a resolution vacating the Grand Chief position earlier that day. A by-election is set to be held within 30 days in accordance with NAN bylaws. The decision came after the chiefs heard the results of a third-party investigation ordered in March, the Executive Council said. Fox had been suspended since February following allegations he had breached NAN's code of conduct. Fox had questioned that process, saying in March he hadn't been given a chance to hear the accusations against him or properly respond to them. In its statement, NAN's Executive Council said Fox had since had an opportunity to do so. After review of the investigation report, and hearing from Derek Fox, NAN chiefs in assembly accepted the report and directed that Derek Fox is to be removed from the position of Grand Chief, it stated. The Executive Council, now consisting of Deputy Grand Chief Anna Betty Acknepinescombe and Deputy Grand Chief Victor Linklater, added it would have no further comment at this time, given the sensitive nature of today's in-camera deliberations. Fox, a trained lawyer from Bearskin Lake First Nation, was elected to his first term as Grand Chief in 2021. He previously served two terms as a Deputy Grand Chief. He previously expressed his belief that his suspension all stems from comments on a gaming First Nation Chief Jeff Copenace made at an assembly of First Nation Special Chiefs Assembly last year. Fox filed a $200,000 lawsuit in January against Copenace, alleging he had been defamed by remarks Copenace made at the meeting publicly accusing Fox of being a woman abuser. In its statement, NAN's Executive Council suggested the third-party investigation into Fox's conduct had produced recommendations that went beyond removing him from his role. Chiefs have directed NAN to review the report's recommendations and create an implementation process for their enactment, they said. In view of the very challenging times faced by NAN leadership and staff, the Executive Council will work to strengthen existing staff supports, with a view to ensuring a safe work environment for all at NAN. Anishinaabe Nation represents First Nations in Treaty 9 and Treaty 5 territory across a large swath of Northern Ontario.